come to chat. We have the extraordinary best-selling author of Sex Again, Ancient Wisdom for Modern Couples. We want to hear from Jill Blankway. First of all, Jill, tell me about this man named Noah that you dedicated the book to.
Noah's my husband and was a huge source of support while I was writing this book. Obviously, writing a book about sex is a very intimate thing to do. And Noah has backed me up. And in fact, when I got to the end of the book, I realized that I'd given a very female point of view. And so I asked Noah to come in every chapter and write a he says section, which gives a guy's point of view on every section. And, you know, for instance, I wrote a section, Dr. Alvin, about meditation for sex and how to meditate. And then my husband, being a guy, was like, you know what, guys are going to think meditating for good sex is really crazy. He came in and wrote a section about why it isn't crazy and a guy's point of view on that. So he's been a huge source of support through this.
Well, one of the things you talk about is the fact that in terms of having a good sex, you talk about the spiritual component. Why is that such a very important part if you want to have good sex?
I believe that sex is a very spiritual act. This book is based on 2,000-year-old ancient Taoist texts. And the ancient Taoists believed that sex was more than just sex. It was a spiritual practice called he qi to them, joining energies. And I think that the reason that people miss sex when they're not having it is it's one of the few experiences we have where we're one with another person. And that's a very spiritual experience. And so when we're not having sex, we actually do miss that oneness. And obviously sex can be abused. It can be done in ways that aren't spiritual. But for me, it's a very spiritual, connecting experience of oneness.
So is that one reason why when the people are in this sacred moment, when they're in their temple of the bedroom, so to speak, bedroom could mean anywhere, metaphorically speaking, that they invoke God, they seem to invoke a higher feeling once they reach that point of euphoria and ecstasy?
I believe so. I think that's very unconscious a lot of the time. But I think people very subconsciously are recognizing that they're having some kind of spiritual experience and that it's bigger than just sex, the kind of sex we see, you know, on the internet, or the very disconnected kind of sex that is in movies and in porn and things like that. I think the very real sex that couples, loving couples, are having in their bedrooms is very different to that.
On page number 14, you give us good sex again. First of all, why do you think a lot of persons are missing out on this spiritual, wonderful, as well as physical experience?
Well, I think we let sex go in relationships, and I think that's true of a lot of people. My patients tell me, oh, I'm too tired for sex. They often say that, big sigh. I, you know, by the time I get the kids to bed, I'm really kind of over it. Or I'm too stressed. People often tell me, women particularly often tell me, look, I can't get my head in the game. I'm, you know, doing tomorrow's to-do list, and then I realize I should be focusing. I'm, you know, trying to remember if I bought stuff for the kids' packed lunches. And then I think because we live in one of the most sexualized cultures we've ever lived in, and we're bombarded with sexual imagery, that people often don't feel sexy enough. Women tell me they worry about their jiggly bit under their arms and their cellulite and things like that, and we feel like we're not measuring up to the things we see on the screen and, you know, on our computers and in magazines.
One of the things that I love about your book is that, first of all, I think you took a very fair and balanced approach. You took certain stands when you felt like, I want to make a point, but you kind of pulled back in the sense that you were not being preachy, but you didn't want to kind of give people some kind of parameters, and I really do appreciate it. And then I love your, like, to-do list, like on page number 21. You talk about getting to good sex, be a generous lover. What do you mean by that?
I mean that, you know, it's not all about you, and that it's an exchange of energy. We talked a little bit before that it's an exchange of spiritual energy, but it's also just an exchange. And so, you know, you're not only having sex when you're focused on your own enjoyment, although that is important, but it's a back and forth.
So tell me the whole concept. Is that called the yin and the yang?
It is called the yin and the yang. The ancient Taoists thought that the basis of everything was balancing up yin and yang. Yin is usually identified as the feminine, although actually it's much more complicated than that, Dr. Alvin, and yang is identified as the masculine. So it's not surprising that a philosophy that was based on the interaction between yin and yang, feminine and masculine, would have some very interesting and important things to say about sex, especially healthy, functional, happy sex, and the link between that and a healthy body, mind, and spirit, which is really what the Taoists were writing about 2,000 years ago. And Dr. Robin, I have to tell you, when I started to read these 2,000-year-old texts, I realized something that I should have known, but completely surprised me, which is that sex has not changed in 2,000 years. It's exactly the same as it always was. Everything else has changed, of course, but sex is exactly the same.
Why is it important that a person is in a relationship where both parties are concerned about giving as well as receiving, opposed to maybe just one giving or one taking, opposed to there being no balance? Why is it important to have that balance in order to have that thing that you talk about, good sex?
Well, relationships, not let alone sex, are about balance. And relationships start to suffer when they become imbalanced. And we've all, I think, been there. There was a point in my life where I was working really, really hard. And in ancient Chinese medicine, it was said I was being more and more yang. I was more out of the, you know, the home, and I was more doing more and more and more out in the world. And Noah, who is a lovely man, was attempting to balance it up by looking after our daughter and making sure I got fed. And there was a point where we both started to get sick. He started to not feel like himself because he needed to, you know, be more young and express himself and feel more in balance. And I started to be too stressed and tired. And we had to balance back up. I had to come home a bit more. He needed to go out a bit more. And that's how relationships are. They require you to check in and see if you're in balance. Not perfect balance, but not so far out of balance. And that's true for your sex life too. So if it becomes unbalanced and one person isn't getting what they need, then the whole relationship is not working.
One of the things that is not talked about quite a bit among men is their inability to handle their business in the bedroom. And you have a whole section about the fact of certain things men can do in order to improve their situation. Talk about that part of the book.
Yes, I do. The ancient Taoists had much information, particularly for men. And I wrote this book for couples, but I did go through the information, and there were really interesting exercises in the book for things like erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation. And some of the very ancient techniques were actually really applicable to that. So I put them in the book in special sections for people who, you know, need them, and there are special exercises to do, which my patients tell me are really, really helpful.
Also, a third one, which I thought was interesting, you talk about the fact that if a guy, you know, a lot of guys like to joke about that commercial on TV, you know, if a guy has an erection more than 4 hours, most guys says, ha, 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 if I had one, I wouldn't call no doctor, I'd call someone else. You talk about that, how it's important that, you know, if a guy is too long, that may not be satisfying for his partner as well.
Yes, well, of course, it's very personal between a couple, but I have had patients who have come to me because the guy's taking too long, and it's hard for him to sort of reach completion, and that's an issue, too. In Chinese medicine, we have herbs for that. My husband, Noah, is an acupuncturist as well, and we work together, and he often treats men, and he has herbal formulas he uses exactly for that. Because actually, contrary to the advert, nobody really wants an erection that lasts hours and hours, do they?
Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido, Ancient Wisdom for Modern Couples. This interview will be featured at DrAlvin.com, the website, DrAlvin.com on Facebook, and I will tweet this at Dr. Alvin Jones. I discover one wisdom, one brilliant mind at a time. Jill, give me a final thought and tell us how to get a copy of this book.
Yes, you can get a copy at all good bookstores. It's called Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido. You can also go online at www.sexagainprogram.com. You can do a free 6-week program online. You'll get an email from me every day with a tip. So if you sign up online on the website, you'll get an email every day that will take you through the 6-week program.
Well, thank you so very much, Jill. I have several books on this subject, but I will have to say, after reading your book, I will put yours on top because it's very practical, balanced, and it's so enriching. Thank you.
Oh, Dr. Alvin, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.